The first poem I'm going to read is from first poem from my book, The Diminishing House, and it's called Avuncularity. Every child ought to have a dead uncle. There should be only one surviving photograph, or else a handful of epical snapshots where the face is always blurred, in half-light, or otherwise indistinct. Much can be made of the raised glass in his hand and the quirked corners of his smile. And who was that girl standing with him? Ellie? Jean? No, the one from Pittsburgh with the dogs. You hadn't been born then anyway. This is the one whose fault it can be. The slight warps, the spider cracks in your speech, the explanation for all of the wrongness that made the other children pause, assess you a little coldly, and pull back as one toward the playground. Why all of the strange words seem to rise from your tongue like damp, nocturnal creatures into an unwelcoming light. Why you insist on that turd-brown jacket that smells like a musty fruitcake. Why that one thumbnail is always gnawed to a puffed red crescent. This man will be your phantom limb, the thing once flesh thrust into absence, now living as a restless pricking under your skin, that inward itching, that impossible, inescapable rue fretting to itself the way the mouth tries to form urgent words in a dream. And you'll take out that picture so that your eyes can retrace the details. Red shirt, a vague mess of books and cards on the table, half of one silver aluminum can, a bright Nova hovering over his left shoulder as though something has chosen that moment to rush into his body. See? See there. His buttons are done wrong. He must have forgotten things all the time, just like you. This next poem is called Cardinal Virtue. At first, I can't name the bird falling deliberately from the tree's high crooks, a gray flash tipped with carmine. Lit on a fence post, its wings smolder. It must smell of ginger. Bird, your life would terrify me. Bones full of air, belly full of hunger, the underbrush dense with murders. Death is a twist, a pin feather lost, a stumble over a slowing pebble. This is not a life of flight, but flight from. Perhaps you don't suppose that there's any other way, which is itself a kind of mercy. Perhaps you don't suppose. Your heart's the size of a small clod, and so I've heard, egg-shaped. I learned to measure my own by the scale of my fist and my height from the distance between the forefingers at the ends of my spread arms. Physical logic is contrast, ratio, degree. We know desire by the scarcest shades on our skin, brief flushes, bitten lips. How could we sort anything at all without rarity? There are acres more night than moon, hours more sleep than dream. Bird, when you are half alive in the jaws of our cats, a yellow ribbon of innard dragging on the dirt, remember that we dreamed our radiant dead would become more like you, as though the progeny of some impossible lust between one of ours and one of yours. Incomprehensible thing, drenched in the color of something we call joy, stuffed with something that we call song, you are always first inhuman.